Hello, my friends, have a good time. I want to talk about the childhood and I want to answer some of these questions. Okay, let's start it. Number one, what was the best thing about your childhood? I believe the best thing about my childhood was ability to live in a moment, in a present moment. It's very important for everyone, especially nowadays. But on that time, I had this behavior. I could live in a moment. Because I remember when I play with another children, and during the playing, I was sad, sadness about something or about someone. But after that, maybe 10 minutes later or a quarter minutes later, if I'm not mistaken, I don't exactly remember. On that time, I continue my relationship with that person, and I forgive the bad things, the bad happens or the bad events that happens and during the game, during the play. But nowadays, I believe this very tough for adulthood to live in a moment. But we must cultivate ourselves for this, effect, for this, factor. Next question. Do you think that children these days have a better or worse childhood than your generation? Why? I believe these days, the children have a worse childhood than my generation, I believe. Because in my idea, two things that bad effects for the childhood nowadays. Number one, smartphone. Number two, TV. In a modern life, the parents, are busy all the time. And I believe most of them, not good parents for their children. And their children all the time play with smartphone and sitting in front of the TV and all the time watch the animation. And this is not good. These two things is good, but not always. Yes, maybe sometimes your children is not in mood and they need to watch some interesting stuff like animation or some playing game with a smartphone, but not all the time. Unfortunately, we can see these kind of children, especially in party, because in a party, adult or the parents not pay attention to their children, and they want to give their smartphone to their children because they wouldn't like to. They would like to talk with another person and don't like to to deal with their children in a party. Yes. Another thing. What do you think is the most important for a happy childhood? The most important things for a happy childhood is the parents. If your parents if your parents be a good friends for you, especially in a childhood, is very important because childhood is a sensitive age for every person, and maybe the most of children have a bad experience on that time. And they have bad strain about their situation, and they must talk with another person. They must trust with another person, And this is very important. They trust to their parents as a good friends. And if the parents be a good friends for their children, they can, you know, make a happiness moments for their children, I believe. Another question. What about your childhood? Do you wish you could change? Ethical attribute. Because when I was child, I was very shy. And for this reason, I couldn't to continue with every person, just a few person or few children. And this is not good for a child, I believe. Because children must be active, must be play every time or play every, you know, situation. They can ability, they must ability to conversation with another children. They must be a risk, riskier person in their, you know, in their life. But when I was shy, I couldn't risk or I couldn't do active a lot. And this is not good. Another question. What do you want to provide your children that you didn't have when you were grown up? Oh, this is a tough question. Okay. You know, the best things that when I think about that and was very upset about my childhood is on that time I didn't know about goals. I didn't know about future. I didn't know about everything that must be learned. And I didn't know about, you know, how can deal with the tough situation or another things. I didn't know anything because I'm just now about some stuff that I learn in schools. And this is very bullshit. And I would like to cultivate my children in childhood, especially because that age is a sensitive age. I would like to, you know, represent them for a real life, and I would like to teach them how use their knowledge. And how they can to teach to think about things, about everything. How you know can to be a good entrepreneur in the future. I would like to teach them everything. I would like to teach them financial issue. I would like to teach them, you know, good stuff about their life. Because when I, you know, when I studied the book of Denis Letkey, I found that a lot of things, there are a lot of things that must, that we must to teach our children, but in the school, you know, they didn't teach us. Okay, yeah. The last question. What was your experience at the school like? Elementary, junior high, or high school? Okay. To be honest with you. In the school, I was a student that's very, very study all the time. But I haven't, you know, good experience in school, because when I remember the on that you know day, I'm just remember sitting in the chair and just be quiet all the time in our class, and I just listen to the teacher. School is a bullshit. I agree with AJ. But if the school you know, change their environment, change their, you know, education plan. Maybe be a good environment for children. But in the three, you know, three section of the school that mentioned in this question, I have or I had a teacher that's very love me in elementary, in a junior high, and in a higher school. And you know, in that situation, the other kids make jealous with me. I don't know why, but yes. Okay, that's it. Thank you for listening to me, and thank you for Mr. Kambis for inviting me to this challenge. Okay, have a best time, and bye.